the shuck.
Mm-hmm. Then the part, the hairy part on top.
Tassel.
And then the part up on top of the stalk where the fingers that stick out. Any special term for
no,
that?
No, not that I know of.
Gee whiz, you know, about 3 years ago I caught a catfish, and that son of a gun, I was pulling the hook out, and I jammed my hand down on him, and jammed a piece of fin up in there, and he broke off, and was there for 3 weeks, I guess, before I finally got it out. But that thing just itches like the dickens tonight. Suppose that means I'm going to go fishing and get some
might
fish?
Might be, might be.
I really doubt it. What would you call that yellow vegetable with a crooked neck goes on a vine?
Squash.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of berries would you get for, say, cereal anymore?
Oh, probably raspberries, dewberries, mm-hmm. blackberries, possibly strawberries.
We talked about watermelons. What other kinds of melons do you like?
Well, I like honeydew melons, cantaloupe.
They're round or elongated?
Well, honeydew is pretty much pretty round, fairly uniform. Cantaloupe, slightly elongated, not too much.
Any other
depending
terms
on the variety, I guess.
What do you call that fungus growth that's shaped sort of like an umbrella? The one that's edible?
Mushroom.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the one that's not edible?
Toadstool.
And that's supposed to be what?
Poisonous. Mm-hmm.
What were popular smokes for men when you were a boy?
Just cigarettes and cigars.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody does a favor for you, you say you're what?
Say I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And then if it's a particularly big favor and you feel some indebtedness there, you say you're?
I just express, use the term appreciation in a little stronger sense some way. I don't.
Well, I was just wondering about beholden or obligated
no,
or obliged or.
Dad, of course, will say obliged, but I've never used this term. Mm-hmm.
What did you do today? Did you stay home?
No, I went to the office.
Went to the office and
worked.
Mm-hmm. If you make up your mind you're not going to do something and somebody keeps pushing you, you finally say, well, I'm sorry, there's no need for you to push me because I've made up my mind and I simply
won't do it.
If you think there's a possibility that you can do something, you say, well, no, it's all right to ask me because
I don't mind, I'll try.
Mm-hmm. I'm not certain that I can do it, but
I'll try.
I want the term might could.
No.
Might could do it. If you'd said that, I'd have been more surprised than I was at Silcock. If you think you can help somebody and you want to help him, and then he goes ahead and sort of gums up the job himself, and then you go over later and see what he's done, and you say, gee, I wish you'd called on me because I...
Please, Martha, I'd rather do it myself. Well, let's back up on that one now.
Did you see that thing they had on the Tonight Show one night where they were spoofing these commercials?
I vaguely remember sometime about half asleep on that program.
The girl took the pot and banged it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Brian.
Please.